you want, if you ever want to pause it, just hit record again.
All right.
Do you want to pause it?
No, it's fine.
Okay, then we can leave it right close to
Or why don't we do that?
They might not be able to hear you, and one person asked.
Okay.
So, all right, well, this is Mr. Martin Jacobs. He is here with the Franciscan Collaborative Ministries, and officially the
project coordinator of the Northside Collaboratory.
There we are. So you want to know what the Northside Collaboratory is, because this is the project that you're working on is a part of that.
Thanks for coming down. I guess I'll just start by giving a quick overview of kind of some of the stuff that we've been doing here. It's the building you're in is part of Franciscan Collaborative Ministries, which is a large organization that owns most of this 800 block on this one side. If you were to keep going, you'd see a huge old brick church, Assumption Church, that's all part of it. There's a friary. We have about, I think, a dozen friars who still live here on the property. An old apartment building that I'll actually, if we have enough time, take you to, which has a theater in it, which is going to be part of this job training program that I'll explain a little bit. You might hear a bandsaw down below. That's because we have a construction manager who also builds custom guitars. I'll get into that in a little bit. So there's kind of a lot of stuff going on here. There's multiple floors. On the second floor, we just got the Federal Credit Union to move into here, and they're actually also going to have tellers here as well as a loan office, which is also part of this job training program that I'll explain in a minute. But anyway, Franciscan Collaborative Ministries started out, I think, about 12 or 15 years ago, and really as a basic needs kind of service. So they kind of started out because the friars were noticing that there was a lot of poverty in the community and were giving out sandwiches kind of at the just outside their kitchen area. Every day they would start giving out sandwiches. And as they realized that there was such a need for that and more people were showing up, they started a sandwich program, which is now just a little bit further down the street. And then kind of things continued to spiral. So they had the sandwich program. Then after that, they started a full food pantry. Then a medical clinic was created as well, which is running just next door. What else were they doing? So those were really the main things. Also a legal clinic. All of it was, you know, we'd have doctors that are volunteers come in a couple of days a week, lawyers a couple of days a week. They just kind of come in. It's all free, no questions asked kind of thing. So all those things have been up and running, doing really well. The sandwich program gives out, I think, about somewhere between 8,000 to 12,000 sandwiches a month. Food pantry is one of the biggest in the county. So that was what was going on well before myself and my coworker Dominic, who couldn't be here, what we were doing, or what they were doing. And then we came in the last year to do more of a community development aspect to it. So at the time, the director of Franciscan Collaborative Ministries said, you know, I really want to move away from the basic needs services. I want to keep doing that, but I want to try and solve some of the systemic problems that are going on the north side. And so he hired myself and Dominic to do community development work. We, over time, so in the last year, created the Northside Collaboratory, which your professor may have told you a little bit about. I don't know, Frank, have you given them any? Okay. So basically, the collaboratory is the community development aspect of what we're doing here. So we've done a bunch of things in the last year. One thing is we did a festival to kind of bring as many community members in as possible. We do a lot of random events, like a MLK event we had, where we have 50 families come. We taught the kids kind of how to cook a meal while their parents heard from some poets and a speaker on MLK, and also give them some more information and stuff like that. We've helped to try and bring in, you'll see those computers in the back, it's a part of VITA, which is tax prep, which is actually going on through Lemoyne. So we're going to be able to offer free tax prep to all the community members, or you know, as many as want to take advantage of it, which I'll also get into again in terms of the job training program. It's all kind of tied in. So we've been doing a lot of things like that, also using public arts as a method of bringing the community together. But really, the Collaboratory was founded on the idea that we want to bring in as many community members as possible, but not just, I don't know how familiar you guys are with like local neighborhood groups, but a lot of it ends up being like